Ms. Ketia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A, A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this is for patient Jorge Lorente, J-O-R-G-E-L-O-R-E-N-T-E. Number one, proteinuria. There is non-significant, non-selective proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 286 milligrams from 200 milligrams noted. This proteinuria could be related to the pyuria noted in the urinary sediment. Period. His kidney functions have remained well preserved with BUN of 17 from 18, creatinine of 0.61, and GFR of 111 from 104, period. We will continue the Jardiance 10 milligrams daily and continue to monitor the proteinuria, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is well controlled with A1C of 6% on recent labs, period. Continue with the current regimen. He follows with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist. Number three, BPH. The patient reports urinary frequency and nocturia times three, period. He denies any burning or hematuria or any other urinary symptoms. Period. For further evaluation, we will order a PSA as well as a renal pelvic ultrasound to further assess his symptoms. Period. We will also order a renal ultrasound for the proteinuria. Period. Number four, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure reading of 112 over 86, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has improved since the last visit. Continue with the current regimen. Next visit, obesity with BMI of 32.4, period. He weighs 213 pounds and has gained 4 pounds since the last visit, period. He is advised to continue, he is advised to lose weight via a plant-based diet and increase the physical activity, period. We will follow up in 6 months. However, the patient was instructed to contact the office after completing his ultrasounds, so we may review the results for further evaluation. Period. End.